Test 63, Section 1, Question 22. Now, this question is a principle strengthened, so we're going to look for an if-then statement that would link us from the evidence to the conclusion. Now, our conclusion here is that what was done was wrong if it was intended to injure the second child. So we've got an if-then in our conclusion. Now our evidence in favor of that conclusion is one child pushed another from behind and injured the second child. The first one understands the difference between right and wrong. So then we have to get from that they injured someone, they understand the difference between right and wrong. We need to get to therefore it was wrong if it was intended to injure. So the gap is that we need something that's going to say, if you injure someone and you know the difference between right and wrong, then it's wrong if you intended it. So now let's look at our answer choices. An action that is intended to harm another person is wrong only if the person who performed it understands the difference between right and wrong. That one's backwards. We need the being wrong to be the conclusion, not the evidence. And in that case, that it was wrong is the if portion of that if-then. B, it is wrong for a person who understands the difference between right and wrong to intentionally harm another person. Well, okay, that seems pretty close, because it's saying if you understand the difference between right and wrong and you intentionally harm another person, then it's wrong. So that's pretty good. We'd hold on to it. An act that is wrong is done with the intention of harming another. That one's saying if wrong, then harm another person, which is again backwards. An act that harms another person is wrong if that person who did it understands the difference between right and wrong and did not think about whether the act would injure the other person. That one doesn't have the right if portion because it's saying and did not think about it. We would need something that said if it was intended. Then E, a person who does not understand the difference between right and wrong does not bear any responsibility. No, that would get out of the responsibility, and we want it to give responsibility. So B is our correct answer. The conclusion is the first part, it is wrong, and then we meet the if, person who understands the difference between right and wrong intentionally harm another person, and we have the intent, which is part of that if-then in the conclusion portion. It's a little bit complex, but it follows our pattern very closely. So let's move on to the next one.